I want to encourage you all just to take a deep breath and prepare your heart for prayer. Go to that place where your heart can hear. I wanted to start our prayer time today. I know many of you were at Ben's celebration of life yesterday, but some of you were not and you might not have had the opportunity to read or hear his obituary. So if it's all right with you, Judy, I would like to read that this morning. It won't compare to Ben Jr.'s comments, but this is just a tribute to this wonderful man. Mr. Benjamin Ben Case Hipper Sr., age 78, of Whitesburg, Georgia, passed away on Friday, November 3rd, 2023. He was born September 30th, 1945, in Byron, Georgia, the son of the late Saul Skipper and Eloise Hardy Skipper. Ben graduated from A.R. Willingham High School in Macon, Georgia, and went on to serve his country in the United States Air Force. He worked as a butcher at Winn-Dixie for 32 years. Following his retirement in 2000, he went to work at North Georgia Turf, where he enjoyed 15 years. I didn't know that. Ben was a long-time faithful member of Whitesburg United Methodist Church. He was a beloved husband, father, brother, and grandfather who will be greatly missed by all who knew and loved him. In addition to his parents, he was preceded in death by three brothers, Gene Skipper, Tim Skipper, and Calvin Skipper. He leaves behind, to cherish his memory, his beloved wife of 56 years, Judy McElwain, got it. It would come out of my mouth. Judy McElwain Skipper, son and daughter-in-law Ben and Lonnie Skipper, grandson Chase Benjamin Skipper, sister Martha Sangster, and brother David Skipper. And a passel full of people who came yesterday to honor him. It was a beautiful, beautiful experience to see the community and your friends and those who loved you so much to be here for you. This was awesome. So let's pray together. Most gracious and almighty God, it's Thanksgiving, almost. And it's so easy for us to say thank you. But we know that what you call us to do is not just to say thank you, but to live in gratitude. To live in thankfulness to you so that everything we do and everything we say and everything we are is wrapped around the joy that we have because we are yours. Because you have created this earth and all that is in it, because you have created us, because you have given us your church, because you have given us your Son, Jesus Christ. So from our hearts, we thank you. May we live in that thankfulness until we come back on Thanksgiving Sunday again next year. May it show, may it shine out from us. God, we thank you that even in times when life is hard, that you have promised us, you have assured us that we have nothing to fear because you're with us. You're not going to let us fall. You brought us this far and you're not going to let us go now. And we know that. And we claim that as we move ahead to tomorrow. God, we pray for this North Georgia Conference of our United Methodist Church. You were with us as we met yesterday and made decisions about churches in this conference. And so now we just thank you for the time we've had together, and now we thank you for the time ahead as our church changes and moves forward. Would you give us strength and give us vision and give us courage and give us all that we need to be the church that you have called us to be, as well as those who have decided to leave the United Methodist Church. God, I want to thank you especially for Carter. I want to thank you for his faithfulness in this time he has been with us. He has led worship many, many times, and you have been lifted up because of his willingness to give his very best. We thank you for him, and we just pray that the life ahead of him is going to be one that will be filled with joys and passions, recognized all that he wants in his heart, we pray that you would lead him into that place. Give him assurance and confidence to know that he is a beautiful human being. And we're so glad we've been able to share a little bit of the journey with him. So we thank you. And we thank you for Tyson Washington. We pray that as he plays with us and gets to know us and shares with us, that he too would feel that love and that presence in this congregation. We need you in all that we do, because we can't do this without you. So thank you for these wonderful young men. Now bless us as we worship together and as we prepare to come together with families for Thanksgiving. You know what we got to do. You know what it is. Help us just not to get all upset with the little stuff. To maybe even use the paper plates instead of the china. Only you can do that, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. We do pray this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, the one who taught us to pray so long ago. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.